Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you that you can stream our show if you haven't already been doing that, and that is on kvta.com. And, of course, download our podcast. Take it with you every day. You hear all of our great guests that we have on, and today we have some powerhouses. And, of course, I'm talking about these amazing women that I like to hang out with. And, of course, a couple email. So thank you so much for being here. And, of course, you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I like to say the brighter side of life. And, of course, life happens to us, but it's all how we walk through it. So, again, Diane Boyd is on with me. And, Diane, welcome. And so, I'm so glad that you are here.
Thank you so much. I'm very pleased to be here.
Yeah, and a little bit about Diane. We're going to hear a lot about what's going on. But, of course, Diane Boyd is the CEO and the founder of Bridal Premier Wedding Show. And that's happening this August 1st, 11 to 3. And, of course, that's happening at the Hyatt Regency Westlake. And, of course, weddings are back. I mean, it's a huge thing. I mean, who in my wildest dreams would you think that you couldn't go to a wedding? You couldn't go to a funeral. You couldn't go to church or temple. You know, I mean, we would never have thought that. But guess what? They are back. And you're going to find everything at this bridal wedding show from A to Z. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Then joining me is Eileen Gold. And, of course, she is a designer and a construction. She's been in construction since 1986. This lady is like one tough lady, and she is going to talk to us about retrofitting our homes, and if we're working in our homes or if we're staying in our homes as we age, there's so many things that we could do, and this is truly her passion, so I'm really excited to be sharing her. Next, I have Julie Krasinski. She's a managing director of eWoman Calabasas and the CEO and founder of eWoman Network is Sandra Yancey. They're both going to be joining us, and I'm so excited. She's got so many tidbits, and of course, we want to invite you to another event, and that is August 4th. If you are just starting your business or you are ready to amp your business to that next level, you need to be here. Also joining me is Rob Underwood. He is the president of Energy Marketing of America, and Lauren Six is a she's also a gosh, she talks about the cars, everything, Lauren Fix. And they're talking about drivers face hefty bills as states work to phase out gas and diesel cars. Okay, we're going to find out what we have to do and more about the electric cars, the vehicles. Are we moving too fast and what it could cost us? So, again, we've got an incredible show for you. And, again, I'm so glad that you are here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. And I just love this. Be a warrior, not a warrior. And sometimes, you know, I used to have this book that my dad gave me many years ago, Why Worry? Why Worry? You know, it takes up so much energy as opposed to figuring out a way to work through it. And, Diane, I know that's how you work, right? You are a warrior. A warrior, not a worrier. And you wouldn't be where you are today. So I'm excited to kind of share a little bit about your story and of course, the Bridal Premier Wedding Show. And, of course, that's happening August 1st. And we have tickets for everyone. And so we're going to tell you how to get them. And if you are a bride, this is going to be an event you do not want to miss. Or a groom. Or a family member, right? Because a lot of people, it takes a village. And so, Diane, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Okay, and where should we start? I guess you've said everything about the show, where it is, and
right,
and all.
How did you get started? Let everybody know a little bit about that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, 1983. We've been doing this for 38 years.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Yeah, every year, and every year it's a Hyatt. Always it's a Hyatt. In fact, we booked the show when the Hyatt broke ground, and that was probably fall of 83. Anyway, we've been doing it, and we've become very successful. We feel very fortunate to have wonderful vendors and a great show. So how do you get tickets? Well, number one, you can get tickets on our website, www.bridalpremier.com. And premier has an E on the end.
It's the French way, right?
It's the French way, yes. And I got started because two of my friends decided they would do a show in Ventura for the very first time. At that time, there were only two other bridal shows, one in L.A., one in Santa Barbara. So they invited me to handle the advertising and promotion, which is what I have done most of my life. It was a great event, a great event. We filled the hotel. We did a fashion show, a pool. Unbelievable. We gave away three cruises from Holland America. It was unbelievable. However, I was very fortunate because the other two ladies had to go on and do other things, and I became the sole proprietor.
That's amazing. I mean, that just really says a lot about who you are, because that means, you know, I always say the last one standing. It's kind of how my radio show happened. I started with three other women, and, you know, here I am, you know, and it was great to work with them. But then, you know, you just kind of keep going, and you never know where you're going to end up. So I love it.
Right, right. It's been a fantastic experience. As I say, 38 years, lots of stories there. But we're going to stick with the one here because, you know, as California reopens, we're all springing into life again. And so we have a lot to do with wedding planning. Weddings are definitely back. I was just going to say, in one article I read, this is the wedding boom.
Oh, you think this is going to be the year of the boom, right? Okay, that's interesting.
Yes.
So I want to tell everybody it starts at 11, right? And it goes till 3, but they need to be on time because you have a zillion prizes. And I want to talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well. Our grand prize is a $1,000 shopping spree, and that can be used at any one of our over 70 vendors. So that's exciting. We also have complimentary DJ services, which is courtesy of one of our DJs, Double Time Entertainment. And then we have Las Vegas coming on board with accommodations, wedding and photo tour packages, and that is courtesy of the LV Wedding Connection, one of our sponsors.
Love it. I love it. And also, every bride will actually win, correct? Because you have a spin the wheel. I love spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel, right. You know, yes, we do. And actually, their ticket entitles them to one chance for the $1,000 shopping spree. And when they go to spin the wheel, not only do they get a prize, guaranteed a prize, but they also get an additional chance for that $1,000 shopping spree.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, along with that goes the Double Time Entertainment DJ package. So,
perfect. So, again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Diane Boyd. She is the CEO of Bridal Premier Wedding Show. That's happening August 1st, 11 to 3, right here in Westlake at the Hyatt Regency. And weddings are back. As you said, it's a booming thing. Walk us through what we're going to find when we get in there. You just pack them in there, and it is so much fun. I mean, it's almost like you have to go if you're not having a wedding, because there's so many things. I mean, even if you're having a party, right? There's great things to be able to do there.
Absolutely. Okay, let's walk through fast. When you get to the valet area, you are greeted by cappuccino, soda booth, and I believe we also have a soft drinks at the Dark Horse. Dark Horse Mobile Bar.
And, okay.
And so when you even before you get into the hotel, you've got all of that to look at. In addition, of course, limos as well. So walking in, you're greeted by our chocolate gal with a piece of chocolate. That would be the Coco Rome Chocolate Company.
Oh, yum.
Right. When you go to the left, we have the foyer and the ballroom and all types of
the caterers, right?
We do. We have so many things. I'm sorry. I just kind of go.
That's okay. It's a lot.
Oh, it is a lot. So our featured exhibit categories include bridal and tuxedo shops. We've got 3 bridal shops. We've got 2 tuxedo shops. We've got registries, officiants, florists, caterers, bakeries, invitations, DJs, photographers, and especially wedding planners, which I think is a very, very important part of wedding planning, especially now when people are so incredibly busy, you know, getting back, going to work and all. Let's talk a little bit about what you can enjoy when it comes to eateries. How about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Shall we do dessert first?
Sure, always dessert first.
Okay, well, like I say, you're greeted with candy, and the first display is a bakery. And I don't know, some of them have what they call the donut wall, where you can actually choose a donut off the wall. Most of them cupcakes and all different kinds of goodies. So we've got a bakery in the foyer. We've got 2 bakeries in the ballroom. So we've got lots of sweets and treats for everyone. Samples. And it's wonderful. And I'm not naming everyone because we've got over 70 vendors and I would miss somebody for sure. So after, now that we've had dessert, now you might want something like, some kind of a sample, an hors d'oeuvre, or a pasta. We have pasta. We have just all kinds of things to eat and enjoy. We have a barbecue on the backyard. So consequently, we've got like 4 different caterers, which is just wonderful. You can eat your way through the show, and the guys like that one.
Right. And then also you have actually a bridal's corner. Talk to us about that. What does that look like?
The bridal's corner?
Yeah.
Okay. We do have vintage gowns on display, which are really, really fun. And some of those gowns are for sale. So that happens in the atrium.
Okay.
And we also have henna. The gals will love this because we'll have henna displays and demos by 805 Henna. And headshots, we have a photographer who's doing headshots. Then we have West 10th. Now, that's an interesting mobile app that offers a variety of wedding services and other types of services as well. Then people go out to the gazebo lawn where I mentioned we have our barbecue. We have lawn games. We have music. We have Sub-Zero ice cream. Our event goes from the valet area all the way through the hotel onto the gazebo lawn, and our vendors will be there from your first idea to your last I do.
I love that. And you know, it's interesting. You also have for the honeymoon, correct?
Oh my gosh, yes, forgot. We have
Travel Tour
and, you know, for honeymoon planning, just about any kind of honeymoon you would like to go on.
Yeah. And now, Diane, and are people still doing a lot of destination weddings, or are people day vacations, or what's the talk?
Well, I think at this time the girls are looking at all kinds of different things. Many have small weddings and now they're going to have large receptions, and I believe some of those will be destination receptions. It's whatever they want now because they can have it. They've gone.
I like that because they can and they will. And you know what? It really just did is it really just made us know how precious life is and our family, and to be able to have that time with our family, why not, you know, do it, right?
Absolutely. And weddings now are almost any day of the week.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. How about Tuesday and Thursday night? Have you ever gone to a wedding on a Tuesday or Thursday night?
No. I know that they used to be like Friday because it wouldn't cost as much, right? But now, I mean, any day of the week goes?
Any day of the week goes. Actually, they're actually packing in 2 years of weddings into like 7 months. So,
wow. Wow. Okay. And so let me ask you, when, I mean, there's so much that goes into this, and I'm looking at all your categories of you know, meet all the vendors. You even have on here finance and all that, right? Because that's part of weddings, isn't it?
It is part of weddings. We also have realtors, finance, realtors, insurance, dental services. I'm trying to think of all the different types of services that are not, you know, like your flowers, your dress, that type of thing.
Right. Well, marquee lighting for your lawn, you know, I mean, if you're going to do it in your backyard. I mean, there is dance lessons. I mean, dance lessons is a big deal, you know. You have all these people. You're kind of on stage at that point, right?
Right. You better know a few steps, right?
Exactly. Especially if you're the mother of the bride or the father of the, you know, the
right.
bride or whatever. Yeah. So I love it. Again, how do our listeners get tickets, first of all, and also say the name of your website again, please?
Okay. Tickets are available on our website for $12. We also sell them at the door for $15.
Okay.
Our website is www.bridalpremier.com, and the premier is spelled with an E on the end.
Right. So it's PREMIERE.com, and that is,
correct,
of course, bridalpremier.com. And of course, you know, you are going to be able to meet all these vendors. They're there to at your service. So if you're having a party, you're having an engagement, you're having a wedding, any of these things, this is definitely the place to be, and you're going to have a great time there. So how fun is that?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we try to do things that are interactive and just a lot of fun. One thing that I didn't mention is we do bridal bingo. And that's
there you go.
Too.
So
yeah.
Talk to us about that really briefly.
Okay. Bridal bingo is a bingo card that the gals have signed at various vendors, and then they turn it into the Las Vegas Wedding Connection. And it's a random drawing then for many of those Las Vegas prizes.
I love it. I love it. And this is just, even if you're just thinking about getting married, this is a great place to just get all the cards and get everything and put a booklet together so you are set when it happens, correct?
Absolutely. And our vendors are seasoned vendors. They are some of the best that there are in Ventura and LA County.
I love it. I love it. You do such a great job. I'm so excited to be sharing this again this year. And I am so excited that that's just such a lifelong thing that that we really missed for a while. And now we can enjoy it again. So, Diane, thank you so much for sharing. Again, the Bridal Premier Wedding Show, that's August 1st, 11 to 3, located at the Hyatt Regency, Westlake. And if you want tickets, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, if you get my newsletter, you can link right there into her website and get tickets there, too. Again, Diane, you're going to hang out with me a little bit today, and I thank you so much for being one of the sponsors of the Kim Pagano Show and believing in us.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. It was indeed a pleasure. I'm looking forward to hanging out.
You got it. All right. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
She was walking in and she looked up and noticed he was nameless.
Weddings are back, and you won't want to miss the first wedding show of the 2021 season. The bridal premiere Sunday, August 1st, 2021 at the Hyatt Regency, Westlake. Hundreds of wedding ideas, products, services, vendors, all in one place. Talk to top wedding professionals, discover the latest trends, and learn new ideas and more choices to help plan your day. From wedding venues to gowns and flowers to photographers and DJs to caterers, all in one exciting place at the Hyatt Regency Westlake Bridal Premiere, Sunday, August 1st. Purchase your tickets online at bridalpremiere.com. That's bridalpremiere.com, www.bridalpremiere.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com. The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we have Diane Boyd on the line with us. And of course, also, she is the CEO of Bridal Premier Wedding Show. And of course, we want to make sure that if you know a wedding that's happening, we want you to be there. And we've got tickets for you. And again, all you have to do is go to her website, or actually just go to my newsletter, and you'll be able to get them there and download them there. again, I am so excited. I told you I have Power Women in the house. And, of course, Eileen Gould is with us also. Eileen, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Kim, I am so excited to be there, and I'm sorry that I didn't meet your other guests because my daughter is getting married August 7th, actually.
So I know.
I'm so excited.
Congratulations to her. Diane, Eileen.
Hi, Diane.
Me too.
How are you? I do know you. I know you know Monica. She does invitations, and Monica does all my CAD drawings. She does fla-di-da.
There you go. It's a small world. I love that.
It's a small world.
But she's been one of my vendors at times. So, yes, we do know each other.
There you go. I knew you guys would.
I knew.
And
Eileen,
I want to just share you with everyone. And, of course, you've been doing this since 1986. And, of course, design, construction. You've been providing professional design services for Simi Valley, Thousand Oaks, Westlake, and really just the concept of planning and budgeting, correct? And really helping retrofit homes, especially for seniors. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So, yes, I was 8 when I started. And I grew up in Philadelphia. I went to Penn State and I was an English major. My mother got sick and got cancer and said, you'll never get a job. So she turned me in a direction and I went to Medical College of Pennsylvania. I know the story sounds long, but it does connect with aging in place. I got my degree as a medical technologist and had a job in blood banking. I came out to California with 2 girlfriends when I was 20. And we were sitting in Nate Now's. I opened up the Beverly Hills Courier and it said, medical technologist needed for 2 internists in Century City. Of course, we were 20. We had 1 car between the 3 of us. And I took a bus from Beverly Hills to Century City and I got hired on the spot for $25 an hour, which, you know, at 20 blew my mind. My mother had died. My father was still at home. And I figured I would just convince him that I would stay in California for 6 months. So my claim to fame was I did Jack Nicholson's Sperm Count and Bankrupt's Blood, Mel Brooks, Diana from the Supremes. So after I was there for a while, I realized I really don't like blood and I really don't like being around sick people. So I went back to UCLA and got my certification in interior design. And in between, I had children and, you know, got married and so on and so forth. About 15 years ago, I was doing a neurosurgeon's house in Encino. I helped him hire the contractor. He and the contractor went boating and I had all the responsibility. And I thought, I'm smarter than that. So
I love this story because, you know, Diane, you're going to probably agree with me too. I feel like, you know, this is kind of how I started. I am woman, watch me roar. Okay. Life doesn't just happen to you. It's you make it happen. And that's what both of you did. And it was by friends that kind of dropped the ball on you and you picked it up. And I think that's what life's all about. And I love that really about my show is that's the direction that I really want our listeners to know that you can have anything you put your mind to. Do you both agree?
No question. You can rock the world. Just have a great mindset. Be honest. Look people in the eye. We're all human. We all have our stuff. And be, you know, and get people to talk about themselves. I think that's very important.
So tell us a little bit about what you're working on right now. So that we can really share with our listeners.
Absolutely. So anyway, I went back to school. I learned how to do masonry and electrical. I went to take my exam and they thought I was coming for a secretarial job. Anyway, what I am doing right now is I just finished a home. It was a trust home on Lake Sherwood, not behind the gates. but on Lake Sherwood Drive. I did everything to the home, kitchen, bath, flooring, lighting, taking down walls, moving things. What happened in the home was the upstairs, they had a master and a master bathroom. They had a powder room. Downstairs, they had four bedrooms with one bath. So I went into the junior master, I broke through, and I made another bath. The house went up last week for 2.2 and sold in one day for 2.4. So that has been my experience. All the houses that I have done, either people who want to rent it or want to sell it, get way above the asking price. Also, you know, I started telling you about my medical career, and my mother was sick with cancer. I had to give her injections and stuff, and so I became very interested with people aging in place. I sit on the board of Seniors Moving Forward, and to go into a facility is outrageous. 10 grand a month, 8 grand a month. So people want to stay in their homes, and it's very, very difficult to find a one-story home. So what I do is,
and you know what, I want to add to that, yeah. Eileen, especially after COVID, you know, a lot of our places, they were so abandoned, and the seniors. And so to be able to stay in your home is such a luxury.
It is such a luxury. My last project that I finished, he lived in Thousand Oaks, called me. He said his mother is at Belmont. She's 95. She has all her faculties, but she got COVID and had to go to Belmont. He built on 5,000 square feet years ago, and his wife is 62 and has Alzheimer's. So I come and do everything. So I walked into this house that is from the 60s. Nothing had ever been done. Carpet everywhere. Obviously, no raised surface is sustainable for a wheelchair or a walker. And she had a walk-in shower where you step down like a sunken shower, and we had to redo all that and make it a shower that she could just roll her wheelchair into. We did handheld shower heads. We did comfort height toilets. We did railing outside. And then we went to the other side of the house, and we put in all kinds of grab bars, railing, lowered the electrical lights for the wife, and labeled everything. Also,
that's,
we took the
incredible
kitchen and did all kinds of rollouts. So the mother came back. They're happy. She couldn't believe the difference in her life. And, you know, just knowing that a 95-year-old woman can live in her house with her son, with her daughter-in-law that she's owned forever, I even think her husband built it, it's just a joy.
What a gift that you can give
people's environment.
Diane, are you back with us?
Success.
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, and so, of course, we're talking about this gift that Eileen Gold can give so many people, and, of course, with her design and construction. First of all, can we give out your phone number, Eileen?
Absolutely. It's 818-706-8825.
Okay. And give out your website, too.
Absolutely. It's www.EileenGouldDesigningConstruction.com. I know it's long, but it is.
That's okay. So let me ask you, you know, a lot of people are even working from home, and how is the home office accommodating, you know, our needs, and how can you help us there?
Kim, that's a great question. So
thank you.
I don't know if people realize, but these new desks that are adjustable that go up and down so that you could sit in an ergonomic chair, which is excellent for your back, push a button and your desk could raise. So when you don't want to sit anymore, you can be on the computer and just stand and walk around, stretch a little bit. It's so important that people get their bodies moving, especially if they work at home, because what are they doing? They're going maybe downstairs to the kitchen, to the bathroom, back to their office. your office space should be organized. It should have things that make you feel comfortable. The lighting needs to be excellent. The sound needs to be buffered. So sometimes we come in and we shoot insulation in people's walls if they're working from home. The flooring needs to be something that you feel comfortable and you can walk around your space. And I have made offices in small garages. I have made offices in 5,000 square foot spaces. So if you're working from home, it's really important to sit down and write what your needs are. How many screens do you need? How many computers do you need? What, you know, what kind of other devices might you need? How many phone lines? So all of this comes into play. And before I go out to see any client, no matter whether it's commercial, residential, aging in place, I ask them to do a homework project. What's your priority? What's your wish list? Give me a realistic budget and go pull pictures from Pinterest or magazines of rooms you love and rooms you hate. That way,
I think that's so wise, Eileen, because you can't, you know, you're not a mind reader. And so if you, you know, I mean, it's kind of how I used to do hair is tell me so that we're on the same page as each other. We're looking at the same vision and then I can make it happen. And I love what you say in here is you, your goal is always to make your life more beautiful and more comfortable and more sustainable. I love that. I mean, that is, that just really says it all right there.
Yeah, I love what I do. I have a passion for what I do. I really do.
You can tell.
At the end of the day, you know, even though they might have complained that the permits took too long or the inspector made me redo or whatever, at the end of the day, they're really happy. And I can see somebody in Gelson's 5 years later and they'll say, I still love my home. And that's
I love that. That is so nice. I tell you, you know what, there is something about, I think that it's almost like a new love now since COVID. People have made their homes their castles. They had no idea because we were all rushing around 24/7, never really home. And now we're like enjoying our backyards, enjoying our homes, enjoying our bedrooms, making more meals, growing our food. And so to me, this just makes, make your home your castle.
No question. And because people are have been home so much, they see, oh my God, look at that paint chip. I didn't realize that there was a mold in the garage. There's so many things that people did not notice before that they're noticing now.
I love it. Eileen Gold, and of course, she'll help you retrofit your home. She'll help you with your office. She helps you if you're senior and you have the handicaps with the rails and the ramps, any of that stuff. That's all the stuff that you can do. And another thing that, you know, I'd love to have you come back because there's so many more things. Sometimes we forget about just taking down the drapes or changing pillows. Yeah. There's so many things that can lift your life up.
No, paint is the cheapest example of a design that can lift your life. You could just do one accent wall in your living room, and it could change the whole feel.
I love it. I love it. Again, Eileen, how do we find you? And I hope that you're coming back again because you've got some great ideas.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kim. 718-421-706-8825. I'm in the Paseo Executive Suite right off of T.O. Boulevard.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, thank you for choosing to be part of the Brighter Side of Life. I do want to introduce our next guest. And of course, we have eWoman Networking, Julie Krasinski. She is the managing director of eWoman Calabasas. And Sandra Yancey is the CEO and founder of eWoman Network. And it is a national, international networking group to help so many people. I love this group. And of course, we're all inviting you to August 4th, and that happens at 11 o'clock at the Greens in Thousand Oaks. I hope that you can come, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it right now. Julie, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thanks for having us. We're excited from eWomen Network.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll have Sandra, who is the eWomen, the starter of this amazing thing, and we're going to find out a little bit more about Sandra Yancey.
Yeah, so I'm excited to be the executive managing director of our Calabasas chapter, although we no longer meet in Calabasas. We meet at the beautiful Los Robles Greens and Thousand Oaks overlooking the golf course. And I get to facilitate these events every month. And I'm so excited to bring Sandra here from Dallas, who is our CEO founder. And she's just going to pour into our members and our guests and just really give us some juicy, juicy tips that she used to build her business from zero to millions. So
there you
welcome,
go.
Sandra.
Yeah, Sandra, thank you so much for being here. And for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, I'm so excited to introduce Sandra Yancey, eWomen Networking Worldwide.
Yeah, it's almost hard to believe, honestly, Kim. I'm just, you know, really a small town girl at heart. I mean, I was born and raised in a really small Midwestern farm town. I live in Dallas, Texas now. I had a dream, I think like so many of us, right? So many business owners just have this dream of wanting to do something bigger and better and differently, leaving corporate America like me. And, you know, I had a spare room, a little corner. I threw up a little desk and portable desk and didn't know what I was doing and went about it anyway. And here I am 20 years later with three quarters of a floor in a Dallas tower running a multi-million dollar global business. And, you know, I've learned a lot of lessons along the way, not the least of which is your dream comes from within you, but your success comes from who's beside you, right, Kim? Nobody makes it alone. And I'm really excited. I think this is an incredible opportunity coming kind of post-pandemic, life after lockdown, as I like to call it. And the buyer's journey has changed. The environment is different. And it's time to lean in and leverage that. And I think the ones that do that are the ones that are going to be the next million-dollar businesses. So lots of lessons I've learned over the last year and a half. And I'm going to narrow them down to the top juicy five things that you can do today that can totally change everything in your business. And then I'm going to prove it because you're going to be able to challenge me with your questions, right, your ideas, the opportunities you've been thinking about or the problems that you're facing, and actually give you the advice you need to help you solve them, overcome them, or lean into them.
Sandra, you have your daughter that's working with you, your husband, you know, and a huge team. Give us a tip, one tip. I know that you say it's the people that you surround yourself with, but it's also the endurance, isn't it?
Yeah, but the endurance is when you're not alone. I think it just becomes so overwhelming, and that's been part of the problem with the pandemic. I think the next pandemic is actually going to be mental health. I think people don't understand how easy it is to look at the doom and gloom. It's contagious, but positivity is equally contagious. The difference is doom and gloom often comes when we go inside, and we go inside often when we're alone, and so many people have been alone for so long, and that's the importance, I think, of getting the real kind of live energy of being knee to knee with each other, not just eye to eye over Zoom, but knee to knee. There's a different quality of energy that comes, and knowing that you're not alone, that there are others there that can give you ideas, advice, information, context, leads, direction, right, that feels so actionable is really important. And I'll tell you, Kim, I think people are surprised to know that while I have a team, it's not as big, I think, as people think. What I can tell you is you can be, you know, your team can actually, your circle can actually shrink in size but increase in value if it's the right people. I mean, you just cannot build a million-dollar dream hanging around a bunch of minimum wage mindsets, right? Mm-hmm. And the more you hang around people that are excited and doing things and maybe even more successful than you, you just have to know you deserve a seat at the table and catch some of that, you know, excitability, that energy, and it will, I think, inspire you to make the moves that you need to make, the action, act. Action changes things. That's what action, act stands for. Action changes things. And when you take action, right, you're moving in the direction where most people that are just, you know, they have rigor mortis. They're frozen in time. We're never going to go back to the way it was. And no. We don't want to, because there's more opportunity than there's ever been than there right now.
And Julie, you know, I know we've heard this before, is you take the work out of networking. And we always say, because we do this a lot, every month we're sharing all the great events and all the speakers that are coming in. We're better together. We are, all of us. And we need that strength behind us. And so August 4th, that's what we're going to be doing. Come out there and really see everybody in person. Julie, tell everybody how to get a ticket and where we're going to be.
So I'm sure Kim will have it listed for you, but you can also just go to ewomannetwork.com and check out our California Calabasas chapter and look for the event for August 4th. Click on the link right there, and it'll bring you to the page where you can grab a ticket for yourself. You can bring a couple friends with you. I just encourage you to be there. You heard a couple golden nuggets from Sandra today in this short time we had together. So can you imagine when you have her for the afternoon? Grab your tickets today. We have early bird special, and your name is going to go into a drawing to win some fabulous prizes. Go ahead and register by the 15th.
Julie, Sandra, the energy is going to be amazing there, and I can't wait to be there, and I can't wait for all of you to be there. So definitely grab your ticket, grab your friends. It's a luncheon. It's just a lot of excitement, and there's going to be lots of people sharing their business. So I hope that you join us too. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Julie, thank you so much. And Sandra, thank you so much for this opportunity to be the media sponsor for your organization. I am blessed.
We are blessed to have you, Kim. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
You got it. Thank you very much.
That was amazing. And I hope that all of our listeners can get there and be a part of this great summit that's happening August 4th. My next guest is Lauren Fix. She's the car coach. I love that. And, of course, Rob Underwood, President, Energy Marketer, and of America, EMA. And we're going to be talking about what drivers face hefty bills as states work to phase out gas and diesel cars. This is a big deal for a lot of, you know, work trucks and all that. And so what consumers need to know about the push for electric vehicles. Are we moving too fast, and what could it cost us? Welcome, you guys, and thank you so much for being here. And again, tell us a little bit about these policies that drivers are already paying for, and what we're going to be looking at.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start. There's simple policies that consumers are paying for right now. There's state-level EV sale mandates. There's national vehicle mileage standards. There's penalties for using gas and diesel use. There's taxpayer-funded EV infrastructure and tax incentives. But one of the big ones, and of course, we're in California, so we're at ground zero here, is the ban on the potential ban on the internal combustion engine by 2035. Your state led the way with that. It's a concern because it's going to limit consumer choice. And the biggest one, I think, though, outside of just that, is utility ratepayers, meaning that state public utility commissions are allowing utilities to go out and increase rates on ratepayers, meaning that you're a ratepayer, I'm a ratepayer, everybody gets a utility bill each month, right? So that price your utility bill will likely go up to go out and expand EV infrastructure, whether you like it or not, whether you even own an EV or not. So those are some of the things to keep in mind. And just from the Energy Marketers of America's perspective, we know we're not against EVs. Definitely go out and buy one. But, you know, we're also big into renewable diesel fuel, biobutanol, some of these cleaner, greener liquid fuels. There's going to be other options on the table to lower our carbon footprint. That is a very, very a big, you know, it's very, very important that, you know, we lower our carbon footprint. We all have a responsibility to do so. And we have options here on the table through cleaner, greener liquid fuels.
Rob, let me ask you a question. First of all, why now? Is this something that's been in the works, or let's start there?
Oh, no. Renewable diesel fuel. No, it's been out there. We've always been into renewable fuels. And quite honestly, even EV charging, some of our members are starting to get into EV charging. But as the automakers make more EVs, yes, there'll be options out there. But again, a mandate to end the existence of the internal combustion engine, we believe is short-sighted, especially when these internal combustion engines, they're going to get cleaner and better. And coupled with cleaner, greener, renewable diesel fuel, renewable gasoline, which will eventually be commercially available. That's a big game changer. And we already have the liquid fuels infrastructure in place to do so. So just, you know, keep that in mind, that, you know, the next time that you're out, you know, going and getting gasoline, there's going to be cleaner options. And they're already starting to hit the marketplace right now in California, the renewable diesel fuel.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, so the new diesel truck, they actually have to have deer urine in them, right? What's the reason for that?
It's urea, actually. That's called AdBlue or DEF, and it's urea. It's U-R-E-A. I know you can call it whatever you want, but it's not what you're, not specifically what you're thinking. So what it is,
okay,
is
I heard that. I was like, that's okay.
That's okay. It's kind of the same chemical mix. So what it is, and this has been going on for a long time, when they brought back diesel, being clean diesel, that it was coming back in the early 2000s, before all everything that came down, and they're still doing this. I own a diesel SUV. You add blue. And so this blue goes into the exhaust of the engine and it reduces the emissions coming out the tailpipe that actually makes them less than that of a gasoline powered vehicle. So you have to run this add blue. If you don't, the vehicle won't run. It's programmed that you can't even start the car or the truck.
Right.
So you have to keep that in mind. So they've really put a control on it so that you're not polluting. And so if you buy a vehicle and you don't modify it and you use this add blue, you can have it done at the dealer or do it yourself. It makes it cleaner for the environment. But you really also have to think about the fact that they're charging everybody more for fuel. So people are thinking electric, but then they're also not thinking about the costs. An average electric vehicle comparable to that of a gas is $20,000 more. So and that's a number that comes out of Cox Automotive. That's a lot. So then you think, okay, well, I'll just charge wherever for free. Well, nothing in life is free. And if you have a garage, a level two charger is going to cost you about $500 to $2,000 for the charging unit. And then it has to be installed by a certified electrician. And that's $1,000 to $3,000. And you have to remember that EVs also cost more to insure and they wear out the brakes and the tires more frequently because of the weight of the vehicle and the fact that you're using those brake pads to regenerate the battery. So there's still costs involved. So don't think that buying an electric vehicle is free because that's not the case. The state and the federal roads need to be taken care of. And if there's less gasoline powered vehicles, they're going to start charging by the mile and they're going to get everybody, not just those with gas and diesel and other powered vehicles. They're going to come after the electric car people too. So it's not free. And also the impact to the community is mechanics that can't work on these cars. You have to have an ASC certification to work on these cars. And the fact that there's going to be a lot of lost jobs overall, it's going to impact small business.
Yeah. So what is our answer then, Lauren? And I love where you guys are going with this. But my question is, if somebody has a business, we just went through a pandemic, they have a diesel truck that they're working for their business, they can no longer use that in California?
Well, that's up to the governor and what the plans are going to be. So what we have to remember is if they decide to go all electric, and they're talking about doing this in other countries, you're starting to see pushback. Mm-hmm. France and Germany just yesterday said, hey, listen, we can't do all electric by 2035. It's just not going to happen because we're going to lose over 100,000 jobs. Now, if you lose all those jobs in California, those people are then on the unemployment rolls. And you have to really think about the bigger picture and the impact to the average person because we're all paying into this, even if you don't own a car. I don't need a car. I live in, you know, wherever in California, I can take mass transit. I can walk. I can ride my bicycle. If you turn on the lights, you're going to pay for it. And they're starting to give you little clue words of these policies coming in place, ZEV mandates, which means they're going to give $7,500, which they want to double to people that purchase electric cars, still making it unaffordable for the average person. But wealthy people will then utilize that. Bans on cars. Well, not everyone can afford that. Some people are driving used vehicles because that's all they can afford. You're looking at rate-based increases, which Rob discussed. All electric costs are going to go up, and that massive infrastructure, someone's going to pay for it, and taxpayers are going to have to do it because they got to build those electric charging stations. And remember, if it says Tesla on it, you can't use it on any vehicle. That's only for Teslas. Teslas can use everything else. So there's a lot of issues that are in play that I think consumers need to think about before they are 100% in support of this. We all want you to have choices, and we all want to lower our carbon footprint and be better for the environment. But there's smart ways of doing it without going too fast, too hard, and then finding out that it's out of control.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. Thank you, Laura. Rob, so if we don't adopt to electric vehicles as quickly as some states are, how do we make this, you know, make sure we don't back a backslide on our climate goals?
No, I hear you, but I mentioned it earlier about cleaner, greener liquid fuels. We already have cleaner options out there through renewable diesel fuel, which is compatible with the existing infrastructure. So with renewable diesel fuel, renewable gasoline is going to be a future fuel that about to make, you know, be commercially available, you know, biobutanol. There's cleaner, greener liquid options. And again, we already have the liquid fuels infrastructure in place to get that out there to lower our carbon footprint immediately. This will help big time. And on top of that, it's going to keep prices, lower for consumers. And just to Lauren's point earlier about, you know, these electric vehicles, just keep in mind, though, too, they call them zero emission vehicles, but they're technically not, though. I mean, you're going to have to get the lithium from somewhere. You have to dig up the ground to get the lithium, you know, the cobalt, those minerals that, go into making a battery. There's a lot more that meets the eye. So they definitely have a carbon footprint to it from start to finish. The entire life cycle greenhouse gas analysis of an electric vehicle, it definitely has a carbon impact. So just keep that in mind. Well, that's a big deal.
Well, yeah, I thank you, Rob, and I thank you, Lauren. Where do our listeners go and find out more about this?
You can go to energymarketersofamerica.org, AFPM.org, or my website, Car Coach Reports.
There you go. Thank you so much. And again, please share our show with everyone. You were on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a great show, and thank you so much for being a part of our show, The Brighter Side of Life. I can't wait till August 1st. And if you are a bride or a groom or a family member, please make sure that you get your tickets. And again, Diane, give out that website.
Website is www.bridalpremier.com. BRIDALPREMIERE.
There you go, .com. And, of course, that is in our newsletter, and I hope that you call in and just leave us your name, your number, and your email so that we can get you on our list to get your newsletter every single week. Again, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Take the risk or lose the chance. Make a decision and keep walking forward. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you next week.